6 of the State Fisheries Board. Yeah, I agree completely with Chris. That's a political move out of Fairbanks, and there's just no science basis to it. You can read their the rationale for the proposal, and it's a pretty broad brush against hatcheries as being the cause of a lot of evil, which I don't think is approved at all. So anyway, I think it's a very strong supporting documentation here to approve this resolution. That's all I have.
Thank you. Any other comments? All right, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assemblymember Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13H, resolution number 11-24-1886 of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the exemption of the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department from the proposed OSHA emergency response standard.
Move to approve resolution number 11-24-1886.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Robbins. Pretty extensive, I've looked into this, pretty extensive new requirements they're mandating for volunteer fire departments, small departments that are usually not funded very to any great extent.
Yeah.
You mentioned some of those.
Yeah,
would you like to add anything to that?
There's not a whole lot I would add. I would say that I don't think that some of these things are bad ideas. I just think all at once results in undue regulatory pressure on small departments that can't afford it. And if they were to roll these out in some sort of systematic priority, that might be something that's achievable in the long run. But a package like this under the emergency response standard is unacceptable and another unfunded mandate that we can't meet. So we'll be advocating for an exemption, and I know that Senator Sullivan's already been taking the lead on this in our federal delegation, so I have full confidence with our support in other municipalities that we won't be subject to the new emergency response standards by OSHA.
And our department already meets the existing standards, state and federal.
That's correct.
So, any comment or question on this? And you will hand carry this to DC.
That's correct, yeah.
And you're mobilizing other communities nearby.
Yes.
With volunteer fire departments. Okay. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item I, resolution number 11-24-1887 of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, advocating for the approval of the congressionally directed spending request submitted by United States Senator Lisa Murkowski for the wastewater treatment plant disinfection upgrades project, the public safety building rehabilitation project, and the East Channel Emergency Access Road Project.
Move to approve resolution number 11-24-1887.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Robbins. This will also, resolution be hand delivered to not our full delegation and any other interested and essential parties.
Yep. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a brief overview where we are at in the process. Typically, CDS requested in March, and then you'll get subsequent approval of your request, if you're lucky, into the spring and summer months. And then typically in the fall is when Congress will pass the Congressional Consolidated Appropriations Act. And we're in a short-term CR status, a short-term continuing resolution, which means they're basically pushing it off a little bit further. In this, when Congress reopens back up, which I think today is the day that the House started again, they'll look at getting these things done. So they could pass another short-term CR into the spring like they did last year, but hopeful they get through and approve these existing CDS requests. I do believe that we are looking good for appropriations, having a majority in the Senate, which all these originated in. I don't see them going back on it. So it's nice to have that Republican majority in the Senate mirroring Senator Murkowski's request.
Right, and this totals 14.5, almost 14.5 million in requests.
It's actually nearly 15 million. Yeah, 2.438, 2.5, and 10.
did I not add correctly?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any comment or questions? I'm going to have to go back and check that. All right, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember DeBoer?
Yes.
Robin?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilmore?
Yes. Item J, 13J, resolution, another resolution, 11-24-1888 of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the efforts to protect the transboundary waters, specifically the Stikine River and the ecosystem. The indigenous people, community residents, and economies that depend on its health.
Move to approve resolution number 11-24-1888.
Second.
Okay, motion by Robin, second by Morrison. This is another request that I want us to redo this every year.
Yep. Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is really just, I won't say it's redundant, but it's something we've been continually advocating for along with our Native partners at WCA, of which there's representation on the transboundary mining issue. And I know that really we want to protect any new mining projects on the Stikine River. You know, we want to emphasize the developments of the Red Chris and the Galore Creek mines, and be intentional in our federal delegation responding to this international matter. I don't really have a whole lot to say other than this is a similar resolution that we have adopted each year, but we'll be supporting.
Actually, the last year we did a resolution of this type was 21.
Oh.
Yeah. So we do need to be consistent, though. And Assembly, do check on the robust financial plans Canada has for mining. And I'm not opposed to mining, but there's very little provision for after the mine is played out.
And this is something we'll put some pressure on when you're in D.C. as well. It's not just a mining issue. There's a lot of different things that Canada's abusing on the Stikine River and taking from our native fish stocks, for example. And we're going to advocate for a federal delegation to, you know, kind of seek some justice there.
And our federal delegation meets with our state delegation, or our state, and and with Canada. So they have regular meetings, and this will be not only hand-delivered, but it'll be submitted at their next meeting. I think it's called the bilateral committee. All right, any other comments or questions? Poll vote, please.
Yeah, Mayor,
Assembly Member Dalrymple?
Yeah, I fully support this. I think it's very good language. You know, it's professionally done. I'm fine with this as it is right now, but next time we do this, I would like us to consider adding a water quality monitoring aspect to the Stikine River. Back in the 2010s, the Forest Service and the tribe, and mainly the tribe, worked to do a water monitor program there for several years. And if that could get more formalized and bring the USGS into it, other river monitoring, I think it would be another piece that's needed for this. It'd be powerful. Basically, we should be showing the condition of the river now, so that we could, if things do go bad and it becomes affected, we would have a good baseline to compare it to. That could be a future resolution. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Good idea. And I also would like perhaps another resolution to tie in what Assembly Member Dalrymple suggested and the efforts of WCA, because they have a unique approach to this problem in terms of cultural lands. And there's actually a court test case that back up their claim. So we may want to do another resolution to tie those, Dalrymple's idea and the tribe's efforts.
Yeah, I think you could offer an amendment if you wanted to tonight. I think that's definitely warranted. It is a complex issue. It's a local issue, it's a tribal issue as a separate government, It's an international issue, it's a state and federal issue. So it's increasingly complex, and it's hard to force another country to meet our standards.
Right. Yeah, that's where we're going to join the bilateral efforts. All right, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilmore?
Yes. Item 13K, resolution number 11-24-1889 of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, advocating for a change in the timing of Alaska Airlines Flight 64 to improve connections for Southeast Alaska passengers traveling to Seattle and reduce the cost of travel.
Move to approve resolution number 11-24-1889.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Robbins. Borough manager, tell the public how this was, how this originated.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. We traveled down to Southeast Conference, the mayor and I, and had a meeting with USDOT and members of the Essential Airways Service Act folks, and talked about our subsidization of Wrangell. It's about $4.5 million that Alaska Airlines subsidized to fly in here, as well as the other communities. And then we started talking about the cost of travel for our residents and how it's increasingly hard to get off the island just due to the sheer cost of flights. And we're very, very lucky to have a partner like Alaska Airlines, and I would like to get that out there in front, that we really have a great partnership with Alaska Airlines. This is just supporting maybe a little bit different way of doing business. And we'd like to propose moving Flight 64 to an earlier time frame, kind of mirroring Flight 65, which leaves Seattle between, you know, 7 and 8, depending on the seasonality. It has Flight 64 leave sometimes between 7 and 9. That would get you to Seattle in time to actually make a connection. Mm-hmm. Most of us, we all get into Seattle around 8:30 if you're on time, and then you stop and get something to eat, and then you go down to the Coast Gateway Hotel and spend a couple $100, and then you wake up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock to make your connection somewhere else. So this would kind of help. It wouldn't really result in a financial impact in terms of ticket fares. That's not what we're requesting here. We're just requesting a new schedule, so we don't have to pay for hotels and miss connections, or not even have the be afforded the opportunity to make a connection. I think it's great, and we'll be passing this resolution on to Petersburg, Ketchikan, Juneau, and Anchorage. And by no means is this a a commentary against Alaska Airlines. This is just merely expressing our concerns, and that we'd like to have a better schedule.
Offering a suggestion.
Yep.
Any comments, questions? Assemblymember DeBoer?
I have a little heartburn about this towards a private company. I don't have any issue, obviously, with before towards governmental agencies, but it's my two cents.
Okay. It's a friendly suggestion in the form of a official resolution.
Yeah. We'll accompany this with a letter from the mayor and I. That'd be super friendly, and we'll also send it to Petersburg and some of our neighboring communities. And we have the contact number for the regional manager for Alaska Airlines, and we've got a good relationship with them. So we'll keep it friendly, and they're a public company, so it's okay.
Right.
Publicly traded, but yes, you understand. Right. Not a governmental agency.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoer?
No.
Robbins?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilmore?
Yes. All right. Motion passes. Item 13L, which is dear and near to my heart. Resolution number 11-24-1890 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, requesting the U.S. Department of the Interior and U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service to perform an audit on the borough's acreage to ensure accurate funding of allocation under the PILT and SRS programs.
Move to approve resolution number 11-24-1890.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Robbins. And borough manager, tell the public my angst about funding.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Two critical revenue streams that fund our general fund and the schools, our Secure Rural Schools program under the National Forest Receipts, which USDA Forest Service oversees. And then the Department of Interior provides a PILT for revenue loss for lack of taxation ability due to the vast amount of federal land that is within our borough. And these figures, our total acreage has not changed for a number of years. We've got about 1.6 million in acreage within the borough. And that is formulaically how we get our PILT and our Secure Rural Schools funding, is the overall quantity of federal lands within our borough. So we want to make sure we have it right. It certainly wouldn't expect it to go backwards as a call for this audit. But we would anticipate it being higher than 1.6 million. That's why we're calling for this audit. And we have things like our entitlement lands, which is 10,000 acres that we don't see reflected since 2008, and other land acquisitions and divestitures that we would think that would impact that figure. So good time to do it, and hopefully it falls in our favor.
I know that the formulas for PILT and SRS are quite different. And they, I'm trying to remember what the one is for SRS, but they have two ways of looking at it, and they always take the lesser,
mm-hmm.
which I guess that's the way it goes. But yes, this really should be looked into.
So we'll bring a copy of this resolution to our federal delegation as well, and we'll meet with the USDA Forest Service folks in D.C. and provide a copy to Deputy Madam Commissioner Torres Small.
And it's proper to ask for an audit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any questions, Assemblymember Dalrymple?
No, I think this is a great idea. Kind of been an ignored issue, I think, for a long, long time. There has been a lot of land adjustment here in the last decade. I guess this is just a slight comment. I think the acreage is really the most important thing as it comes to the calculation for getting funding and stuff. But I would hopefully also ask them to review the land boundaries themselves, because that kind of ties in with the acreage. But there's been a lot of boundary adjustment. It's kind of a continuum thing. So maybe you get both in one audit, but. The other first thing, I guess, is what is the status of the surveys of the boundary changes? I have no idea where that is right now. It's a fairly long process, and it could be that there's multiple stages, and some of them probably are nowhere near being finalized, but I don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of questions. Thank you. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Yes.
Jabbour?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 13M, approval to reschedule the December 3rd, 2024 regular assembly meeting to be held instead on December 17, 2024. Page 142.
Do we have to have a vote on
that? Yeah.
Oh. I move to approve the reschedule of the December 3rd, 2024 regular assembly meeting to be held on December 17th, 2024.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Morrison, second by DeBoer, and we have too many scheduling conflicts. So if everyone can make, hopefully, the December 17 meeting, Assemblymember Robbins?
Potentially by phone. I scheduled my Christmas trip around the different boards I sit on, so
yeah.
I leave before that.
All right.
But I'm going to try.
All right. Thank you.
And we'll be in contact.
Okay.
Yeah, I was talking with Kim about it earlier today.
Yeah. All right. All right. Poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And our last item for tonight, 13N, resolution number 11-24-1896 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, reauthorizing the sale of public land in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Chapter 16.12, specifically Lot A, Block 54, WMC replat, plat number 2016-6, Wrangell Recording District.
Move to approve resolution number 11-24-1896.
Okay, for a second. Okay, motion by Robbins, second by Morrison, and an administrative report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As you all know, we took kind of a swing and a miss with Mr. Johnson on the old hospital property, which kind of prompted us to review our procedures for public land sale related to the old hospital, and I know this is something that the committee's worked really hard on, so I would kick it over to Kate Thomas to inform us what this resolution really accomplishes.
Thank you, Mason. So at the, I can't remember which month, but after the closure of our work with Wayne Johnson, it was kicked back to the EDB to review next steps for the hospital. So the resolution authorizes the sale. It sets a less than fair market value opening bid, which will be promoted through public surplus and any other marketing materials that we have. It also includes provisions for economic development offers. So anything that comes in below the appraised value of $830,000 should be accompanied with a proposal of some kind in writing to us, just like any other municipal land sale under those terms. It gives a period of when the sale will be authorized, and then it will be reissued or renoticed on public surplus or other means for 30-day increments thereafter. Ultimately, we want to promote it beyond public surplus in hopes of reaching a broader audience, and we have a list of specific parties that we would reach out to directly that Mason and I have discussed as well internally. That's not reflected in the resolution, but just so that you're aware. I think that really covers the gist of it.
Yeah. Do you establish the minimum sale price?
Is it $498?
$498.
Which is 60% of the overall appraised value.
Right. And it does not include the six lots.
No. It does not include the six lots, and the EDB recommended excluding those lots from the sale and following the standard Title 16 procedures for public land sales on those items for those lots.
And I attended the Economic Development Board meeting where this was discussed, and a lot of options were considered, and this was their recommendation.
I really appreciate Assemblymember Dalrymple and Kate for taking this on at the EDB. I think one of the things is there's two different processes that really needed to be established, which is economic development purposes and then just buying it outright. And, you know, the reason we pursued the sale with Mr. Johnson was the value of demolition, and that was conveyed in that process, but I think certain prospective buyers got the notion that we'd just divest it for $200,000 with any proposal. That's not the truth, and so I think this establishes a good procedure moving forward, and we'll execute on advertising.
Okay, hopefully we'll get some action on this item. Any questions or comments? Assemblymember DeBoard?
Well, we had the perfect solution, but that got torpedoed, huh? So I don't support it. I still go back to, I think somebody's going to end up in over their head, and we're going to end up with a bigger issue, and we'll lose site control in the future. But
okay, duly noted. Thank you. Any other comments?
Madam Mayor,
yeah.
In response to some of the member board, do you have any preferred solutions that you'd like to see? What would be an alternative in your view?
The preference would be that we find some type of funding to demolish it and maintain site control, because it is a pretty nice piece of property right next to the school, right next to Head Start. But I understand that the big value there is the demolition, which is what we were getting in the package deal previously that we never got to vote on. So I just think that long term we're going up with more of an issue selling it for this low of a price. Somebody potentially gets in over their head, and then we've lost site control, and then it's an issue 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's my issue, but I understand that. I think what was the estimate, like $2 million to demolish it, but that was part of the deal in the previous package with Mr. Johnson that was going to be eliminated. So I don't know what the long-term solution is. I just think we're getting to the point where we have likely opportunities for things to go wrong, and then I understand people want to get back on the tax rolls, but long term concerns, I guess, is all I'm going to say.
Through the chair, I think one, in response to that, we could do, I mean, this is just the procedures for sale, so obviously any application is going to flow through Kate's office. It'll be seen by the respective boards and commissions and ultimately arrive at the assembly. So I don't think that this resolution is a bad thing. I think it's just another alternative. I do think that internally staff can proceed with pursuing funding through the EPA Brownsfield grant program, grant loan program. It's about $2 million is what we estimate to for a municipality to demolish that facility. And that's something we can proceed with concurrently, so it's not mutually exclusive. And I think that's not a bad backstop. So maybe that's a good solution.
Yeah, and it's our first step.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Robbins?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
DeBoer?
No.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, that concludes our agenda. Attorney's file is available for you in the clerk's office. No executive session, and we will adjourn at 7:38 p.m. Thank you, Assembly.